Let's go to Doug in Atlanta. Hey, Doug, how you doing? We get Doug on. Yes, Doug. Hey, Doug.
There we go. Good morning, Bill.
Hi.
No problem. You're talking about China.
Yeah.
My representative is John Linder. Love the guy. Love his Fairtex stuff and all that. But a while back, he talked about China and whether we should isolate them or engage them. And his idea is we should engage them so that, you know, everything they do sees the light of day and all that. And at the time, and I've told you before about this, I've been kind of two minds. I really didn't know people that I respect on both sides of this, and I really didn't understand I wasn't sure how to go. Your previous guest, however, you know, kind of shows that he was talking about what's going on in China. They're still taking, shooting farmers and, you know, taking their land. They're still persecuting Christians. Nothing is changing. He said the human rights issue was no different than it's ever been. So what exactly has engaging them done, number one? And number two, we can't now disengage because, like you said, we've got too many irons in the fire over there.
Well, we've got too many business interests, obviously. The number of people, though, who are saying increasingly and with volume, it's easy to make a deal in China. It's harder to make a profit, that number of people is increasing. But look, I mean, you can reverse course on this. I was bothered. I heard what he said, too, what Arthur Waldron said, too, about this thing's not getting any better. But at the beginning of the interview, he said that the defense report was accurate, but missing things, that they were reluctant to show pictures for fear that this might get the American people nervous or excited. Well, you know, we're grown-up people. We can take it.
Yeah, we should be able to take it. I wonder how much human rights I was in that report as well. Did he mention? I don't recall him mentioning. He was talking mostly about defense and stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't think that report is about human rights. I think it's just about their defensive capabilities. Well, yeah, no, I'm swinging your way. I'm swinging Waldron's way here.
Okay. Yeah, it's more scarier to see what's going on actually, but because supposedly that's supposed to have reduced it. The light of day, everybody's supposed to be putting pressure. Nobody wants to because, like you said, so many economic irons in the fire, and we can't. It's very difficult to extricate ourselves from that now.
More militarism, more buildup, no progress on human rights. You know, a stronger, empowered, just as evil country. The only hope, I think, that people, experts like Waldron, hold out is that it's still very fragile at the top. So we'll see.
I certainly hope so.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Thank you.
Let's go across town, same town, Atlanta, to Jason. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm okay.
Just regarding what the previous caller just said and your guest, I think part of the answer to his question is, you know, what is all this engagement done? Your guest was noting that they are having to worry about what's going on in the countryside more and more and more because there's more unrest that's happening in China, in part because of our engagement. They're opening up. They're seeing the world. You know, we have our business interests in there. There's, I don't want to necessarily call it dissent, but I guess it is dissent. There's fractures inside the Communist Party because of engagement. They want to engage the world. There's parties that want to, you know, go back to the old order. We're shaking up the system quite a bit. The actual effects in terms of human rights have not been felt, but I think the groundwork is starting to be laid.
All right, smell of freedom is the first, the smell of the wish for freedom as a precondition. If they crack down, though, some of it, I guess I agree with you, some of it is because of our engagement, but some of it I think is just unavoidable with the internet and with other things. It's just very hard.
Mm-hmm.
To cut yourself off from the rest of the world and not know about other things, even if you're not engaged.